This is Juan Williams. Shortly after the 9/11 Commission wrapped up its hearings yesterday, I spoke with National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice in her White House office. Rice said the administration has been consistent when explaining the connection between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein's regime.
We've always said that we do not assign operational control of al-Qaeda to Iraq, that we do not have any evidence that Saddam Hussein had anything to do with 9/11, but you just have to look at repeated contacts between Iraq and al-Qaeda over more than a decade. Those are the facts as we knew them then, and in fact, the facts as we know them now.
Now, the idea was at the time that the United States went to war in Iraq that one of the core tenets for taking preemptory action was that there appeared to be some operational relationship, or is that incorrect?
No, the administration was talking about what the intelligence told us about contacts, exchange of expertise, safe haven for the al-Qaeda organization and for other terrorists in Iraq. You have to ask, why would you leave this threat in the middle of the world's most dangerous region?
Given the failure to find weapons of mass destruction so far and this latest report, is there any sense in which the administration now has second thoughts about the basis in which the war against Iraq was launched?
One, this war was launched because this was a very dangerous regime. I think if you ask people, was Saddam Hussein a danger? You'd have to say, we went to war against him in 1991. We went to war against him and used military power again in 1998. He was dangerous enough that the United States Congress in 1998 voted that there needed to be regime change in Iraq. You simply can't argue that this was not a dangerous regime. Now, the question of weapons of mass destruction. The only issue here is, were there stockpiles still in place? Was there something on a shelf? We'll eventually know the full answer to that. But we've already found that he maintained the ability to make weapons of mass destruction, the expertise to do it. He'd done it successfully. The question was, were you finally going to deal with this threat?
So there'll be no apology.
One, for what would you apologize? Getting rid of one of the worst tyrants of the 20th century? The world is better off without Saddam Hussein.
Let me shift now to the transfer of power that comes on June 30th. We've seen continued violence that threatens the stability of any government in Iraq. On what basis do you think that the interim government will be able to control that violence?
Well, first let me say a word about the interim government. These are worthy people who've stepped forward to try and give their country a chance at a democratic and prosperous future. Yes, it's going to be a very tough road ahead, and we've said repeatedly that the violence will continue. Indeed, I would expect that the violence may increase in this period because the people who have no future in a democratic Iraq are going to try to destabilize the political process that's now underway.
On another subject, the Ashcroft memos, the memos that have come from the legal counsel's office here at the White House, it appears from the outside as if the administration was saying that it needn't adhere to the Geneva Convention with regard to the treatment of prisoners.
Yeah, and there were any number of memos and opinions. We were in a different kind of war. People were trying to examine the range of options. But I can tell you what the president thought and what the president said to people and what the president's guidance was, that we are to be within U.S. law and within our international treaty obligations. And the president never authorized nor condoned torture.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. More of this interview, including her comments on how NATO can be more involved in Iraq, is at npr.org. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.